I'm Steve Lindell on WMUN, pleased and proud to bring in the one and only Joey Chestnut right now, who is headed to, Newcastle, Indiana, for another chance at a world championship. Hello, Joey. Nice to meet you.
Oh, great to be on with you.
So you're going to eat some donut holes on Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's coming up. It's tomorrow. I have the best job there is, and hopefully will I walk away with a record.
Have you ever had Jack's Donuts?
I have. I've had some. Built a tolerance, which isn't hard. They go down easy.
Yeah, tolerance. You have to train for this, right? You have to get ready for these world championships that you're in.
Yeah, you have to make sure your body is prepared and it's comfortable with taking in and digesting a crazy amount. So I don't just walk into it. I make sure my body knows what it's getting into.
Jack's Donuts World Donut Hole Eating Contest returns to downtown Newcastle Friday, May 26th. I'm going to be there live for the carnage, I call it. It's going to be great fun. I don't know if you've seen this downtown park in Newcastle, Indiana, Joey, but boy, it's a really cool setup. You're going to like where you're sitting there up on the stage in front of everybody.
I've heard it's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, donut holes are just one of the many championships that you've been involved with. I'm aware of hot dogs. I'm aware of the shrimp cocktail. How many of these different kinds of foods and contests? Have you ever computed what you've done over time?
I think I still have 54 different world records from the contests, and I've done hundreds of these contests since I started doing it when I was 21.
How'd you get started? How did that happen?
I was doing everything right. I was getting my engineering degree at San Jose State, and my friends signed me up to an eating contest, and because I was the biggest eater in the dorms, and it just kind of. I didn't want to do it, kind of, because I was kind of ashamed of it. But as soon as the contest started, like, oh my God, I was made for this.
What was the first thing you ate at that contest?
Well, the first one was a lobster. It was a lobster eating contest. Oh my God! I was like 21 years old. I'd never eaten lobster before, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing! And I just I knew I found my calling.
Wait, if you had never eaten lobster before and you did that in that particular first contest, what if you happened to be allergic to shellfish? What the heck would have happened then, Joey Chestnut?
I would have been in trouble. I was young and naive. I didn't even know that was possible.
When you did the shrimp eating contest at St. Elmo's, not a sponsor, but they could be, in Indianapolis, did they tell you at first that you had to use the cocktail sauce too? Because that almost killed me the first time. I just had a side item, but you ate a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. So get this. They told me about it, and they didn't really tell me it was like going to be ridiculous. Because I was from California. I'm from California.
Okay.
And I that's how I ended up falling in love with Indiana, and I ended up every year I'd come out for that contest. And when I first finally tried the cocktail sauce, it was like I thought it was a joke. I didn't know if I could do it. And I remember my first year doing it, I did like 6 pounds, and then
with the sauce. Is that how that works?
Yeah. But over the years I've built my tolerance, and now my record's like 19 pounds. So it's definitely gotten better.
My beautiful wife, Nancy, knew that I was going to be interviewing you today. We're both big fans, Joey. I'll just be honest. I mean, if we had Joey Chestnut T-shirts, we'd be wearing them right now in Muncie, Indiana, because we just are.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're cool. And the hot dog thing, the Nathan's thing, I mean, I watch you on the ESPN 9 or whatever channel they have it on every year. It's a big deal. But she had a suggestion that she wanted me to give to you. How about a wasabi eating contest? Would you consider that one?
It would be tough. straight wasabi would be torture. I try not to do things that, like, there's been sometimes I get offers to do weird little contests like straight butter or mayonnaise, and I stay away from it. But as long as I try to keep it in, like, normal food items.
I'm not a professional eater, Joey, by trade, like you are. Joey Chestnut, the guest on WMUN. He's in Newcastle, Indiana, Friday night for the World Donut Hole Eating Contest. Jack's Donuts, not just any donut hole. Are they cake, or are they the other kind of donuts? Do you know?
Oh, these are the yeast style.
Okay, are the cake or the yeast easier or difficult to eat a lot of?
I think the yeast ones are a little bit lighter than the cake. The cake, I think they're kind of they're more like sponges.
Okay.
And these ones, like they just go in your body
so,
and they feel like they belong there.
Jeffrey Esper has the record, but you were not able to attend last year. 293 was Jeffrey Esper's record. So, what do you predict for yourself?
Oh man, we're going to be putting them down. I think that 300 mark is going to go down. 300 is 25 dozen. So, that'd be awesome for somebody to break that.
And they're delicious too. I mean, they're Jack's Donuts. Have you ever had a donut? Excuse me. Have you ever had an eating contest challenge where, as you're sitting there, you're going, "I don't really care for what I'm having here." Ugh.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And it won't be donuts. Donuts won't make me cringe. But sometimes there's a flavor in the food that I'm eating. I'm trying to think back. I did a rib eating contest once. And I love ribs, whoever cooked them, they used some weird something in there.
Oh, I see.
And every bite, it was bothering me a little bit, so it slows you down.
I got you. Joey Chestnut's my guest. How many munch down donut holes? He says 300 or more. How many people will compete? Do you know how many competitors you'll have on stage in Newcastle, Indiana, Friday?
Oh, I think it's going to be a packed table. I think we're expecting 15 people, and these are people from all over the country, from Boston all the way down to Florida, I think even Arizona. So it's going to be packed.
Wow. Downtown Newcastle, presented by Newcastle Main Street and Henry Community Health. And I look forward. I'm going to be there to do a remote broadcast for one of our stations. I hope I can maybe touch base with you. Before this thing, when you're in the countdown to the eating, do you get in a zone and you just can't be talked to? I mean, how does that work?
I'll be talked to. It's fine. It's actually good. It'll help get me excited, get amped up. I'll meet some other people out there. I'll walk around in the front of the front of the stage and tell people they can yell at me.
All right.
And if I get lazy, don't feel bad. You can yell at me, and and the people can push me during the contest. And it's a ridiculous thing, but it's fun.
It is fun, and we're glad you're coming to Newcastle, Indiana. And last word to you for inviting everybody to come out and watch this on Friday. Go ahead.
Oh, hope you guys can make it out. I think the contest eating starts at like 7 p.m., but I think there's going to be other things going on throughout the night, and I'm excited to make it out to Newcastle for the first time.
All right, great. Joey, nice to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and I'll look forward to meeting you on Friday in Newcastle, Indiana.
I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
All right, awesome. Joey Chestnut on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, hosting the Daily Delaware County Today Talk Show. Mom listening in Minnesota, as is Roger, and I see Chicagoland. Hold on a second here. I'm looking on the map. This is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Wow. Maybe somebody knows Joey Chestnut. Maybe this is the guy in the straw hat. There's a guy I met last year running the event. I called him the guy in the straw hat. He's like the MC. He's the organizer. He's like the manager of this tour. This is World Championship Eating. They go around the world, if so invited, to have these eating championships. And it's Donut Holes, Jack's Donut Holes, Friday, Newcastle, Indiana, to kick off the holiday weekend. I can think of no really better way to start the holiday weekend. By the way, the weather will be perfect and fantastic for that, and really everything else around East Central Indiana and a big chunk of this part of the U.S. We're going to get on to the weather and news summary and a lot more. Yes, there was a decision made in Muncie last night regarding the cheating scandal. We'll get to that straight ahead next on WMUN.